I am Rich Hurl with your Capital City Update on 1320WILS.com.
I feel this is a witch hunt between two or three people. This should never have been happened.
A packed house at last night's Ingham County Board of Commissioners meeting covered only by WILS saw more than two dozen people speaking out in support of managers and employees within the county's road commission and against commission chair Shirley Rogers after a third-party report showed a culture of mistrust within the panel. Former road commissioner Joel Gunther, denied reappointment this year by the county board, singled out some county commissioners, including Dale Kopich, over what a road worker said was some racial remarks taken out of proportion.
The other one, Mr. Kopich, is your persistence of Ree Baker and trying to encourage him to file civil rights charges. Come on, you pursued this man, and that's why he'd like to quit.
Kopich, after the meeting, gave WILS his response.
I told him, you know, I wanted to make sure that you're not being pressured. He said, no. I said, if you are, then you need to file through the road commissioners, file a complaint in writing. I didn't say anything about going to do a civil rights complaint.
So who should take responsibility for the drama surrounding the road commission? County Commission Chair Mark Rebner tells WILS that a lot of the blame should fall on his panel.
The Board of Commissioners took its eye off the ball, in my opinion, in making our appointments, and we just weren't sufficiently concerned about the day-to-day mundane running of a road commission.
Postal Service workers in the Lansing area holding a rally Tuesday at the Capitol, calling on Congress to pass legislation they say could stave off future cuts. Jamie Gross, a letter carrier from Mason, tells WILS's Michael Cohen that the post office is not broke.
We actually made over $600 million in the past 4 years in operations when you take away the pre-funding costs. So we're really a viable business.
The Lansing School District being awarded more than $367,000 in federal grant money to establish or expand counseling programs. The grant from the U.S. Department of Education is part of more than $15 million in new awards to 43 school districts in 19 states. Despite a double-dip recession and a nagging unemployment problem, a Lansing economist reporting that construction grew faster than any other state in the last quarter. Pat Anderson from the Anderson Economic Group.
Signs of a resurgence in that area in our state, and I think as our economy turns around, we will, get construction back going as well.
Some state lawmakers making a push for Michigan to become the 23rd state in the country with right-to-work laws where employers would no longer be compelled to take union dues out of the workers' pay. Representative Mike Shirky on WILS.
There is plenty of data to suggest that of the 22 states that are currently labor freedom states, two-thirds of them have higher average per capita income than what Michigan enjoys today.
Testimony opening at the Capitol this week on a bill prohibiting local governments from conducting certain types of commercial activity related to infrastructure. Mike Nystrom of MITA says it's unfair that three counties make their own asphalt.
For public uses, they can sell that asphalt to help them keep it a viable operation. We see that as competing against private industry.
That's your Lansing News Update. Tune in to 1320 WILS for more compelling talk radio, Fox News every half hour, and local Lansing programming weekdays with Tony Conley and Michael Cohen. I'm Rich Hurl on 1320WILS.com.